You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM, and we're still at Latitude, and I'm here outside the Climate Live bus with Climate Live founder Frances. Hello.
Hi, it's lovely to be here, and thank you for coming.
I've just been watching a band on top of your bus. I mean, what can you tell me about Climate Live?
Yeah, so we're here, we're going to festivals this summer with our big pink bus. For those of you listening, it's a double-decker bus, like a London tour bus, wrapped pink, and bands perform on the top of it. We're just here to raise awareness for the youth climate movement and the campaigns that we're doing. So we bring along a coalition of groups, and we have the bands to kind of draw people in who wouldn't usually like go to protests or engage with this kind of thing, but you know, they're at a music festival, they like music, and we're here, so they come along, have a chat. We have a glitter station as well, which people seem to like. So yeah, I started it about 2 years ago after being heavily involved in organising the youth climate strikes, which obviously were amazing. The thing that Greta started, like taking to the streets, mobilised so many young people. But I noticed there were also so many young people who weren't engaged, but they were talking about like festival lineups and their favourite artists going to play, etc, etc. So I thought, okay, how can we move those people over to like caring about the climate? Because not everyone wants to like go to a protest or be like, you know, super, super into it, but there's lots of different methods to engage people, so music is one of those that's tried and tested. So that's why we're here, and yeah, it's a completely youth-led organization. We're all volunteers. We operate all around the world with teams in 40 countries. Last year we did events in 25 countries. If you saw Greta Thunberg Rickroll, that was us. And this year we have events on October 22nd in around 30 countries, focusing on Africa. So we actually have 25 African countries organising events, because that is where the next UN COP conference is. So we're kind of focusing on mobilising people over there, and it's being led by people on the ground to kind of educate you know, their local communities about what's happening, and in this massive climate conference happening on their doorstep.
So, I mean, you mentioned you're going around festivals and everything. I mean, I've been coming to Latitude for a long time. I think organisations like Greenpeace and Oxfam are more visible here now than perhaps they were originally. I mean, and now yourselves. I mean, how are you finding that you're being received at festivals? Because you've got them, as you say, you've got the music to draw people in, but then you've got panels and all sorts going on.
Absolutely, yeah, it's going really well, and I can honestly say not a single person, we've been to a fair few, and not a single person has been like, oh, why are you here, like, what is this, like, you shouldn't be here, or like anything negative. There's people that have no idea what we are and like are interested, or like vaguely interested, but like come over and speak anyway. But the reception has been really good, and I think that shows that, you know, there is a movement in terms of people caring about the planet, which is really good to see. It's just, we need the, you know, people in power to like move with us. So it's a case of you know, getting the people to care more and pressure the people in power, and then the people in power to come along and do that. So it's all kind of a mix of things.
And where can people find out more about Climate Live?
Yes, on our website, climatelive.org. Our Instagram, the UK one is Climate Live UK. That's where you can find out all about the bus, follow the journey. Yeah, if you are an artist that wants to play, we're very open, and you know, really want to platform up and coming talent, especially local to the festivals we're going to. Or if you're like a influencer or someone who would want to speak, that would be great. Or if you just want to follow us, share our stuff, that would also be amazing.
Excellent. And where next for the bus?
Next is Boomtown, and then Reading, and then I think we're done for the year.
It's brilliant. So, I mean, thank you so much for the work that you're doing, and thank you for speaking to me today.
Thank you so much.